As Angela mentioned, Halloween's just 2 days away. That means candy, lots and lots of candy. Whether you pound back the sweets yourself or you give them away to kids, there are so many options. Chocolate bars, rockets, the always contentious molasses kisses. Who buys those things? Anyway, we decided to take a look at the history of all of this. And joining us this morning to talk about it is Susan Benjamin. Now, Susan is the president of True Treats Historic Candy. She's also a sugar and sweets historian. She joins us from Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. Good morning.
Good morning.
And thanks so much for joining us. Let's go all the way back. How was candy born in the first place?
Candy is it was born of the Industrial Revolution and of marketing, of course, but it dates all the way back to prehistory, where we use sugars as medicines and foods and very important part of human food life.
And the chocolate bar, was that actually a meat supplement at one point? Was that supposed to be a meal?
Oh, yeah. No, I never heard of it as a meat supplement. But, in fact, it was considered an energy bar, as it is today in various guises, especially during the World Wars and during the Depressions when you had sugar shortages and money was scarce. So they marketed the candy bars as an inexpensive meal in a bar all over North America.
You know, I see the candy sections of some stores in our shopping malls, even in our grocery stores, and it's a massive section. But
yes.
Are there more varieties or fewer varieties of candy today than there used to be?
I know, right? It's just extraordinary if you think about it. It looks like there are a lot of candy bars and a lot of other candies. There aren't. The amount of variety is down to a teeny little sliver. At one time, there were approximately up to 100,000 candy bars on the market in the 20s and early 30s. And with the growth of large corporations, all of these little places were making candy, and of course a lot of women at home are making it, and that's dissolved. So now we hardly have any variety at all. And dare I say, much of what you see in the big commercial market really isn't that good.
Ooh, isn't that good? What do you mean by that?
I mean, are they letting the chocolate set? Are they using the best ingredients? Are they being experimental in new ways? Are they getting rid of some of the artificial ingredients that give it a longer shelf life? And, you know, in the day, the candy was coming right out of the apothecary and right out of the kitchen. And they really had the intention of early on making it good.
You have argued, I have seen, or at least read that you've argued, that candy played a role in shaping North American society as we know it. Can you explain that?
Yes, I'd be happy to. So candy, as I said, originated as medicine because sugar, the much maligned sugar, is actually significant to our bodies. If we don't have sugar, then we die. So it was at the center of such things as enslavement, as the spice trade would influence North America, as well as medicines, the industry of food, and our relationship to the environment. You have to remember candy's origin is in botanicals, things that grow. And so they were really important to all aspects, really, of our lives. Last word, candy was marketed to kids when it was invented in its present form in the mid-1800s and then later on. And the kids they had in mind were working-class kids, kids without means, and it became the first time that group had access to the middle class. It was the first time they could buy anything, empowering what was referred to as the lower classes to better lives, and hence one reason why we have such fear and loathing of candy.
So fascinating. Look, Halloween, I could go on about this all day, but Halloween is this weekend. When did candy become a central part of Halloween?
It was a central part of Halloween at the Halloween parties at the turn of the century with, and this is important, delicious fresh fruits, succulent grapes, they would say in the ads, nuts and chocolates. And so they were sort of bundled together. The little these counts, the little individual items we have today all wrapped up, that didn't come along to the 1950s when trick-or-treating really took hold. The earliest trick-or-treating on record was around 1911 in Ontario, but also in New England shortly thereafter, but didn't take over as a ritual until the 50s.
Finally, will you be eating more candy after this weekend?
Oh my gosh.
You too?
We have over 500 candies in my store, so in my business, so I don't eat a lot of candy. I'm with it all day and night, and I adore it, but I'm better off going for some of the potato chips for my snacks at this point.
Ms. Benjamin, a delight speaking with you this morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That is Susan Benjamin, president of True Treats Historic Candy and a candy historian. We reached you this morning in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia.